The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you?
Great, Gil. How are you?
Good, good. Except for the fact that tax season is hard upon us here.
Yes, sadly, yes.
Yes, yes. So what's the silver lining for people who own rental property?
Well, the silver lining is that so many rental home expenses are deductible. You can claim deductions for advertising, cleaning, maintenance, commissions you pay to rental agents, mortgage interest, taxes, homeowner association fees. It's great.
Yeah, it is great, especially since the rent you collect counts toward your income for tax purposes.
Right. So this lets you offset that income and lower your tax bill.
Now you have to claim these in the same year that you pay for these expenses, right?
Correct. So save your receipts and any other documentation. And folks who take this will use Schedule E for those deductions. You know, by the way, Gil, it's kind of interesting and a little bit surprising, but this topic of tax deductions on rental homes is actually a popular one at HouseLogic. We get a steady stream of questions about it.
Huh. So when you get those questions, what are the things people ask the most about?
There's confusion about the timing of expenses you can deduct. So you can claim deductions for things you do at the rental property if the property is currently rented or you're currently advertising the property for rent at the time the expenses are incurred. So a couple of examples. Say you're turning your primary residence into a rental and you're moving into another home. And during this transition period, while you're packing up, you have your old home cleaned and you service the HVAC and you make various repairs. But you can't deduct those expenses because you weren't actually advertising the property at the time. You can only deduct expenses for repairs and cleaning if the home is currently rented or you have a sign in your yard or something.
Okay, so in other words, the startup costs are not deductible.
Right, in that example. And then here's another example about timing in for which the expenses are deductible. Say you advertised the home for rent in January 2015, but you didn't get a renter until May of last year. You can deduct the maintenance, the utility expenses, along with the mortgage interest and the property taxes from January forward because it was being advertised during that whole time.
Got it. Okay, what's another thing people get confused about with rental property deductions?
Okay, that's an easy answer. Repairs versus improvements. The tax code lets you write off repairs, which are the fixes that keep your property in working condition, and you can write those off immediately. The cost of improvements that add value to your rental property or extend its life have to be depreciated over several years.
All right, so can you give us examples of each?
Yeah. So if you replace a broken window pane, that's a repair, and it's deductible in the year you made the repair. But if you replace all the windows in the property, that's an improvement that you'd have to depreciate. So same thing with, like, a roof. If you patched a roof leak, that's a repair. If you replace an aging roof, that's an improvement.
All right, but what if some roof shingles blow off during a storm? What's that?
That's a good question, and it gets a little murkier. So fixing a few missing shingles could count as a repair. But if you replace the entire roof, then it's harder to determine if it's deductible right now or if it needs to be depreciated over time. So talk to a tax pro, and that's just a good idea anyway because the information we're talking about today is general advice, and you really want to talk to a tax advisor about your particular circumstances. And we'll have more info on that at houselogic.com/radio.
Yeah, it's a funny one to try and explain in a short time because people go, but wait, the house is getting more valuable. How can it be depreciating? Yeah, that's why you want to talk to a tax pro.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Christina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find more tax deduction information for rental properties, other homeowner tax deductions at houselogic.com/radio. And, of course, follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, as always, thank you. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.